104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. I'm Jordan Brosmer. This is Jordan and the Funky Bunch. I've got my Funky Bunch here. His name is Cornelius. He can't speak because he's an inanimate object, aka a stuffed pig that I just created. So he likes my music because he has no input in the matter. So if you guys like the music, you also have no input in the matter. So that's nice to know. But I've been good. If anyone asks, if anyone's wondering, I've been good. The semester has just begun. Electrical computer engineering is not fun. It really doesn't. I really don't enjoy it whatsoever. I enjoy it a little bit. Don't take what I say seriously, please. I'm just going to play music because I don't know what to say anymore. I'll think about it during the break. But this song is called I've Been Thinking Too Hard. It's a little bit appropriate because I have been thinking too hard about what I'm going to say. And now I'm embarrassed. So, Yellow Days, I've Been Thinking Too Hard.
We can do all kinds of physical things, trying to find that peace that the world is seeking, but it will still be elusive, because everything that is physical is transitory, and the only thing that is not transitory in man is his own soul.
Happy see, if you want to live in a way that always is saying, I think that life is disgusting. Supposing you want to deny being, or that people who like music are just a bunch of idiots who sit around and go out of their minds listening to a lot of complicated noises. See, there's always a way of talking about something to make it sound terrible. Equally, there's a way of talking about something to make it sound great. Now, what do you want to do? Do you want to live your life in such a way that you're always saying to it, is that a good way to conduct things? Or do you want to live your life in such a way that you say, come on, let's go, you see? Let's swing this thing.
That was I've Been Thinking Too Hard by Yellow Days, and that song is just great, because I think too hard about things. Well, some things, like including this show. I just want everyone to understand that this radio show is effectively just an improv session with myself, and I get no feedback from my audience, except for like 30-second delays, so it's not great. Like, this content is just not great, and I hope y'all can understand. Like, the vocal part, like me speaking, I'm sorry for whoever's listening, but we're just gonna keep going because I keep embarrassing myself. And now we're gonna go on to a little more happy song. Wait, nope, never mind. This song isn't that happy either, but it's called Emoji of a Wave by John Mayer. I love it so much. It makes me so happy. Sort of. Oh, shoot. Just listen to this song.
To try so hard to hurt me, don't worry. I've been thinking about you too. What do we do? Your heart is where my head should be. The dissonance is killing me, it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. Oh, honey. Oh, honey. It's just a wave. It's just a wave. And I know that when it comes, I just hold on. Talking to myself just to hear you, and you're saying everything I wish you would, and it's so good. It's raining on the mission bell, they're draining out the wishing well. It breaks my heart. Breaks my heart. Oh, honey. Oh, honey. It's just a wave. It's just a wave. And I know that when it comes, I just hold on. Thank you. say, I know it's gonna be okay. It breaks my heart. It breaks my
nice. That song was nice. Emoji of a wave. Ugh. Ugh. How can you not think? It's so wavy. That's all I gotta say. It's wavy. Yeah, it's wavy. Oh, goodness gracious. I've been informed that my show is being listened to by multiple listening parties, which makes me highly uncomfortable. And now there's far too much pressure on my speaking segments, considering they're all improvisation and I don't know what I'm gonna talk about. You guys make me really nervous, but I appreciate the listening. I also want to remind everyone that my inanimate pig Cornelius is still here, and he's all I've gotten here, and I'm currently looking for a Funky Bunch application, so I don't have to bring a pig with me, a stuffed pig, to my show to speak with me, because he can't talk, so, yeah. But here we go, we're gonna move on, we're gonna keep progressing with the slow sound, because I enjoy it, it makes me happy right now, because easy isn't fun, and this is how I de-stress, there we go, that's what I was thinking of. This is called Blue, by Morgexin. That's how it looks. You can see it on the show if you want. I don't feel like spelling it, but Blue.
Carrying me, I'm home.
Yeet, that was Blue by Morg XN and Nicholas Petrica, as it's pronounced. I looked it up. Yeah, Morg XN. Wait. Yeah, that sounds right. But that song was to my Funky Bunch at the Funky Bunch, who never seem to show up to my shows. And I'm always wondering who I can turn to when they clear through the blue, because they're never here. All I'm left with is this pig. I hope this is guilting my listeners into showing wanting to be a part of the Funky Bunch. Like maybe this is doing a good job, but if it's not, someone let me know, because I don't think it is. But we're gonna move on. We're gonna play some Maggie Rogers, whose brother goes to this school, Lafayette College. Remember, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. But this is Maggie Rogers. Her brother goes to Lafayette College, and this is called Say It. That was Say It by Maggie Rogers. Sometimes I like to improv on my radio voice. So, like, this is my normal voice, like you're listening to right now, but sometimes I like to improv on it. But I'm too nervous to do that right now, now that I've said that, so don't listen to me. But, listeners, one of my audience members, not audience members, had an idea to entice potential Funky Bunch members with snacks. So now, how about that? I'll supply the snacks. All you need to do is submit an application to FunkyBunch at gmail.com. You just can't eat them during the show because that's not allowed. But in the application field, I'll add a preferred snack field. And as long as it isn't chicken parmesan or chicken tenders, I think we can make something work. So here we go. We're going into Streetcar by Daniel Caesar. I love Daniel Caesar. He's a beautiful R&B artist with an amazing voice. And I hope you enjoy this song, Streetcar.
Let me know, do I still got time to grow? Things ain't always set in stone. That be known, let me know. Seems like streetlights glowing happen to be just like moments passing in front of me. So I hopped in the cab and I paid my fare. See, I know my destination, I'm just not there. All these streetlights glowing happen to be just like moments passing in front of me. So I hopped in the cabin, I paid my fare. See, I know my destination, I'm just not there in these streets. In these streets, I'm just not there. In these streets, I'm just not there. Life just ain't fair. Seems like streetlights glowing happen to be just like.
Okay, that was Streetcar by Daniel Caesar on his Pilgrim's Paradise album, and that album is honestly amazing. He is such a great R&B singer with an amazing voice, and if you guys haven't listened to Daniel Caesar and you like R&B, then you should get on top of your stuff, people, alright? But that was Streetcar, and if for those of you that don't know the entire discography of Kanye West, like I do, that was a cover of Streetlights by Kanye on his 808s album. It's one of his most emotional songs I think he's ever put out, and I really love that song, so Streetcar hit me as well. So let's move on. We're gonna go a little something more crazy right now. We're gonna go to some Mom Jeans with a period. Mom Jeans is a very interesting band. They have a really weird sound. I'd like to think they're like the indie Blink 182. Like if Blink 182 put out indie music, this is what they'd make. And you'll hear it in this song called Edward 40 Hands. And if you don't know what that means, you can look it up because I don't feel like explaining it. But Edward 40 Hands by Mom Jeans.
Sorry, it's just people are complaining.
Come here!
Really want to know if you guys can maybe try tuning up again or
no.
Play on the beat and just do it right.
No!
Right.
Let's stop fooling around and turn this beat into a lean, mean, Mom Jeans revenge machine!
I don't.
That was Edward 40 Hands by Mom Jeans with a period. You can't forget the period. I feel like it's very important to the artist's name. I feel like it really defines who they are. Because who puts a period in their artist name? Like, what the heck? Very confusing to me. But they have a good. They have a bunch of good songs, actually. Some of them I don't like because they sound like indie Blink 182, but we can disagree on that. I was going to play Death Cup, but that song is explicit. They say the F word way too many times. But my listeners, I've been getting complaints that chicken parmesan is not a snack. I don't care. I can eat whatever snacks I want. Screw it. I don't need you listeners to tell me otherwise. I don't see you on the radio talking about snacks, but that would be a great discussion for a radio show. So we'll move on to something about snacks. Do I have any songs about snacks? Yeah, one called California by the Public Library Commute. That sounds like a snack of a song. So here we go. California by Public Library Commute. That was California by Public Library Commute, and that song was pretty cool. It had cool vibes, but the band name is fantastic. Public library commute. Who would have thought of that? Like, what does that even mean? Who commutes to the public library? Just read in your house. But all that's besides the point. I had something I wanted to talk about. Oh, yes. Why do artists change the vibe of the song entirely in the middle of songs? I chose that song because the first 2 minutes were nice. And then the last minute just changed the vibe entirely. It was so wacky. I hate when artists do that. Unless that song is Nights by Frank Ocean. That song is fantastic, and I don't want to hear anything about it. But other than that, we're going to move on because I have more music to play, and you guys don't want to hear my voice anymore. Actually, I feel like I'm doing a pretty good job this week talking to you guys, so maybe, do you want to hear more of my voice? No, because I don't have anything else to talk about. We're going to listen to Warned You by Good Morning now, which is a weird band name. But Good Morning, Warned You. Here we go. Gosh, I didn't think that song was going to end so quickly. Oh, goodness, I wasn't prepared. People, there's been a lot of input for me to talk more. There wasn't enough time for me to prepare what I'm going to say. Now I'm really nervous. I get more nervous when I have less time. But I think that's a good thing, because then you guys get to see the genuine side of me, of all of my improv, what I get to talk about, and what you get to listen to. I'm just really screwing this up sometimes, I feel like. But that's... Oh, I forgot. That song was Warned You by Good Morning. Did I say that already? Shoot. Okay, we're gonna move on. Another slow song. It's called Weather Is Warm by Manwolves. Manwolves. Weather Is Warm. Listen to it.
Yeah. You like it better when the weather is warm. Like it better when you sound my arm. Like it better when I'm singing along. Like it better when we all get along. Yeah. Like it better when the weather is warm. Like it better when you stay in my arm. Like it better when I'm singing along. Like it better. You like it better when the weather was warm. And a perfume. Sorry about it, gotta go, I gotta leave soon. You look so good. Never ever have to act tough.
with the weather, I'm sure you can carry on. Lighter than a feather, I'll travel with carry-ons. Some to waste for some days, never fit again in lust. Yeah. Too long to wait, man, this patience wastes the time. I love my cartoons, I'm still just a kid. You watch with me, too, that's just how we both live. It might be cold, but it's not gray.
That song was Weather is Warm by Manwolves. I'm sorry if I sound a little frustrated right now. During this song, a bunch of punks told me that I cursed on the radio. How dare you? How dare them? This is a clean station, this is a clean Jordan, and this is a clean Funky Bunch. So how dare you say that I would ever curse on this station? This is Copernicus's first birthday. This is his birthday. Do you think I would curse in front of him? I would have to live with that guilt for the rest of my life. Ugh. But away from that subject, I said shoot twice, by the way. Away from that, I like that song because it described how I feel about the weather being warmer. I like it better when the weather is warm. And today the weather is not warm, and it won't be tomorrow because it's supposed to snow all day. Oh shoot, did I tell you guys his name is Cornelius? Because his name is Copernicus. He is named after the man who discovered the heliocentric model of the universe, because that's how I think, well, not discovered, but like, theorized about, we don't care, we're going to move on, because I'm frustrated with my listeners who don't trust me. I'm going to move on to some Cage the Elephant. They just released this song. It's called Ready to Let Go. It's pretty darn good. See, Clean Station, and Ready to Let Go by Cage the Elephant.
One day
That was Ready to Let Go by Cage the Elephant, and I like that song because I'm ready to let go after the, like, 90% of my listeners assumed I use profanity on the radio. It's so upsetting to me. I'm ready to let go of this show. I've worked so hard on it. All of the times that I just didn't do the show because I was too lazy. Yeah. I'm looking at you, people. I'm looking at you, 90%. Except for my dad. He's a believer. But Cage Elephant is pretty good. They make a lot of good music. I really don't like Melophobia, though, except for two songs, even though everyone else seems to love it. But that's okay. We're going to move on. I think I have some more songs. Yeah. I think I'm going to play some... Oh, yeah. I know what I'm going to play. I'm going to play this song called Bad by Lennon Stella. It's a bit of a faster vibe, I think. I can't remember. You guys can tell me if it is or not. It's your opinion, not mine.
All the little gifts you gave, I call it overcompensating. Feeling just like a princess, every answer was always yes. You had me living in a dream. What's forever wrong to you? Did you say that to her too? Making sure that I'll never know. Calling her while the shower goes, then call back in bed. It's a shame. I probably should have known better. Every word you say, yeah, you were sweet, but you was lying. Everything you covered up, making them just to keep me from crying.
That was Bad by Lennon Stella. Yeah, that's what it was called. Bad by Lennon Stella. And I still can't tell if I could consider that song fast-paced or not. It seemed like pretty normal BPM, but the bass was heavy. I've got it bumping in the studio. I don't know about you guys, but I've got it bumping to wake up my neighbors in Hog Hall because I know what they're doing up there. Career services. Goodness. I want you all to take a mental note. I thought about this during the break, that I'm not playing Ariana Grande, even though that album is pretty good, but the Funky Bunch is a Grande-free show. It's a profanity-free show and a grande-free show. There will be no grandes of any kind allowed on this show, including the ones from Starbucks. So, I think I have time for one more song, because I know you guys don't want to hear me talk for the last 5 minutes. So we'll play one more song that's not Ariana Grande, and we'll go on from there. You guys can hear me exit the show with the beautiful sounding voice that I have. This song is called Sunday Morning, featuring Josie Dunn in its acoustic version, because acoustic is always better, I think. Give me some examples. Give me some examples in the chat of why acoustic examples aren't better. But here we go. Sunday Morning.
Probably shouldn't say this, should keep it all inside, but maybe I'm just wasted enough to speak my mind. I've been wrestling with the darkness, searching for a light switch. Tell me, can you help me get through? Been trying to find a reason, drowning in the deep. Can you tell me what I should do? I wanna feel high on a Sunday morning. Wanna feel like it's all brand new. I wanna feel strong when I feel like falling. Wanna feel everything you do. I wanna feel like it's all brand new.
Sunday Morning, featuring Josie Dunn by Matoma. It's a pretty good song. I feel like it was a good way to end the show. We're almost at exactly an hour because I'm just so efficient like that. But acoustic versions of songs are nice, guys. I hope y'all can agree. And that, oh, Josie, oh, she had a nice voice. Oh, I shouldn't assume. Josie had a nice voice. Yeah, we'll go with that. We're not making any assumptions here on this radio station, even though I just did. But I hope you enjoyed Jordan and the Funky Bunch. Without my Funky Bunch, just Copernicus here. I have to go back to my room and do the homework that I procrastinated on by building Copernicus. So I hope you enjoyed. I hope I can see you next week. Same time, same place, WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Jordan, and this is Jordan and the Funky Bunch, and see you guys later.
Except your state.